Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host tonight, Kevin Vaughn. We're excited about you being with us tonight, and we want to keep it going here and keep it rolling here, but we're dedicating the whole month of September to our awesome, awesome children, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much going on with our young people today, with our children today, and even some babies as well, whether it's through family, community, city, county, nation, world. We want to dedicate this particular segment of the Encouraging Word Global Network to our children. And we want to bless your children tonight, those that we're all connected with. We want to bless our neighbors and family and friends and co-workers and people in our society as well. But also globally, we want a special prayer for the Lord, to the Lord tonight, to bless our wonderful, wonderful children. And they're being abused, they're being misused, they're being put down. We want to be able to lift them up spiritually tonight. And also even with our own families, we can lift them up directly, of course. We want to be able to do that tonight. So thank you so much for joining us on the Encouraging Word Global Network. And tonight, we're just going to pray, going to go over some encouraging things that we can do with our children and even with other children, right, as well as we within our families as well. So we're going to share some things with you there. And we're going to open up to our wonderful leadership later on as well. But before we get to all of that, I wanted to always like to give honor where honor is due to Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, who are senior pastors and overseers of the network. Ladies and gentlemen, they are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for those listening around the globe, that's just outside the metro Atlanta area of Atlanta, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. So for those who don't have a church home, come out and join us on Saturday, non-denominational, full gospel church, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. We're at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. And for those who need the zip code, 30214. And for more details about the ministry as well, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. And for those who like to donate to the church cause as well, the needs of the church, as you know, it is needs for the church, right? Ladies and gentlemen, you all know that. And for those who like the tithes and offerings as well, you can use your Cash App. Cash App is a mobile app device on your Android and iPhone, ladies and gentlemen. Cash App, you can send it to $KLWCATL. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center, ATL, KLWC. That's $KLWCATL. And for more information, I'll give it to you as well. Just give me a call, Kevin Vaughn, or text me. I'll be glad to send you the details for donations and tithes and offerings to Kingdom Life Worship Center, Asia, non-denominational, full gospel church. We believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the power of God. Ladies and gentlemen, and senior pastors are Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. So we always like to give honor where honor is due. They're tremendous leaders, tremendous teachers of the word, and they love to preach the word as well, ladies and gentlemen. So thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. Thank you so much for joining us as well. And all those who are joining us, thank you so much for your time. We're not going to be with you long. We're going to get right to it. We're dedicating the whole month of September to our wonderful children, ladies and gentlemen, and all of us have children, have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and we do lift them up to you today. But as you know, our children are under attack, families under attack, marriage is under attack, singlehood is under attack, mothers, single mothers are under attack, single dads are under attack, and we want to cancel a lot of that tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to open up some dialogue here. We're actually just going to actually share some things with you tonight about encouraging our children. Talk about that a little bit, and then we'll open up the lines for our leadership to comment on this powerful subject of dedicated to all our children around the world. And as you know, so much going on in the news. I can run off a lot of statistics that are going on. Foster care is huge, unfortunately. We've got parents that are abusing their children, their own children. We've got parents abusing their own children, and that's unacceptable. Foster children are more and more getting into foster care, more and more going into DFACs, and that's unacceptable. So we got to begin to protect our family, protect our children, and protect the home for our little ones, because they are our future, ladies and gentlemen. Someone did it for us, right? Somebody did it for us. So we thank you so much for joining us on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Your host, Kevin Vaughn. Hey, for those who want to know more about the network, too, give me a call in the future, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Let's go into a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for what you're doing in our lives. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for who you are. You are God, Father God. You sent your son, Father God. He died on the cross, rose again, Father God, and was the final and is the final sacrifice, Father God, for those who believe. So, Father God, we thank you for precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Son, and thank you for the Father in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we pray for marriages tonight. We pray for ministries tonight, Father God. We pray for the fivefold ministry, Father God. We pray for single moms, single dads, Father God. We pray for our teenagers. We pray for our young adults. We pray for our babies, Father God. We pray for those who are incarcerated tonight, Father God. We pray for those also, Father God, that are in the hospital right now, Father God. We ask that you touch them in a mighty way, Father God, that they may be healed by the power of the word, Father God. You said, Father God, if we just believe, if two or three are gathered in your name and believe on anything, it shall be done, Father God. And I know we got one more person out there that believes right now on this network tonight. So we thank you, Father God, that we're in agreement on your word for their personal needs, Father God, of the family. So all those who have a personal need, Father God, spoken and unspoken, we lift it up to you, Father God. Without a doubt, there is no other God before us, Father God. Nobody, no other God before you, Father God. You're the only living God, Father God. Let everybody know that there's only one God, Father God, and only one Son and one precious Holy Spirit. So we thank you for who you are, Father God, and we'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Y'all better praise God if you can. Just praise him on any way you can right now. I love it. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Encouraging Word Global Network, Kevin Vaughn with you tonight. Hey, let's talk about our wonderful children. One thing I just want to encourage us all to do, all of us, and all of you are already great parents and great grandparents already, but we just want to give you some thought items there. One of the goals is just to, we got to encourage our children. Children shouldn't be walking around not smiling and with their head down and not having fun and enjoying life. They should be protected, as you all know. They should be protected against all hurt, harm, or danger. There's just so many things happening that as a society, we're not paying attention enough for our children. So that means we have to pay more attention about the things that are going on in the world. As you know, the evil one is trying to snatch our children. He's trying to discourage our children. And unfortunately, he's trying to kill our children as well, whether it's in the womb or outside the womb. And that's just totally unacceptable. And Father God, we just cancel that assignment right now for anybody, Father God, that's even trying to have an abortion. Father God, we cancel that assignment. Give them the boldness, Father God, to turn that around, the mindset to turn it around, not to kill that baby, Father God. There's even just a system, Father God, that actually kills babies, Father God. We ask, Father God, that that be canceled and that they be shut down in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, there's so much we could talk about that are against our children. But one thing we're going to talk about is those that we can help, right? Those that we can help in our own homes, those we can help in our community, right? Those we can help in our state, in our city, and so forth as well. So we're just excited about what God can do with the power of prayer and, of course, the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's talk about that. One thing we want to encourage everybody, this is parents and aunties and uncles and, you know, anybody, sisters, big brothers, big sisters, and, you know, anybody who has overseas and protects children. One thing we want to do is set goals, right? Have our children set goals. We want to encourage our children to set goals, ladies and gentlemen. Have them set goals. Have them make a list of short-term goals, you know, something that's based on their personality. And, of course, only you know that. You know what your personality of your children are. So have them set goals. Make sure they set goals that are reachable, but also require some effort and to obtain as well. So we got to put them to work, right? So when you set goals, that means you got to go to work toward your goals. So let's help our children set goals, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever you got to do, change your routine a little bit and sit down with your children, sit down with other people's children and set some goals for them. And as you know, today is so important to be ready because they are in the world, but not of the world. So we want them to be a part of a successful life by careers, jobs, businesses. And as you know, in these areas, you got to set goals. Another area you want to encourage our children to, as I just share some stuff with you tonight, is make a plan, right? Oh, that's powerful right there. We want our children to have a plan for their own life. Now, of course, when they're ready enough, or I should say old enough, they'll be able to think a little more, right, with your coaching with the mom and dad and aunties and uncles and grandmas and grandpas coaching. They can make a plan. So that means they can literally, or you might have to write it down for them, which is fine, but they may be able to write their own little plan. It could be just getting a toy, right? It could be getting something for mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, a gift or something like that, maybe going on a trip or maybe achieving something in school, preschool, whatever it is. But in order to reach goals, you need a plan, right? Help our children create a strategy for reaching their goals. Make a plan. It could be just being a good child, right? They may just want to please mommy and daddy and just be a good parent and love their grandparents more or love their pastors more, you know, or love church and read the Bible, you know, whatever, reading books, could be music. So anything like that, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage our children to make a plan. Have them make a step-by-step plan for each of them that you can set up. Of course, each one of you can do it, you know, the way you see fit as well. Another area is celebrate accomplishments, right? As our children, I know Bishop does this greatly with his with the church children in our church. He will celebrate them. They read a book, get A's, you know, and do something really spectacular. You know, he gives them a monetary gift on their celebration. Isn't that powerful? So we can celebrate in all kind of ways. You can take them out to dinner, ice cream, you know, something healthy, of course. Anything that helps celebrate the accomplishment of our children. Again, we're here to encourage our children today, right? So this is the Encouraging Word Global Network, and we're dedicating the month of September to our children all around the world, specifically those in our own families first and in our own neighborhoods. So celebrate accomplishments. Make things competitive, right, a little bit for those who are old enough. We want to give them some competitive, mainly like in school, how many books. You may want to have the brother and sister, you know, compete for a prize. You know, if they, whoever gets the 10 books first or something like that, or 10 prizes, you know, you can give them 10 prizes for each book or something spectacular that they do. So make it a little competitive, right? We want to encourage healthy competitiveness, right? Cheer your child on. It could be soccer, it could be baseball, you know, football, whatever they like to do. It could be a race, right, for a trophy, anything to help them be a little more competitive so they can benefit from that by building up their self-esteem, right? So make it competitive about positivity being and strength in regards to your child and never about negativity or weakness towards any other competitor. Obviously, if they're competing against their family member, right, their sibling, we don't want it to be negative, so we want it to be positive. So make things competitive as we encourage our children today. Another one is encourage them, right? Just encourage them. Let child know that you believe in them. This is the one I really love. We want to encourage everybody. Most of you probably already done this. Have some time with your children, whether you sit down and really look at them. Let them know how important they are, how beautiful they are. If they're a young, you know, young girl, their boy, how handsome and strong and brilliant they are for both of them, you know. So sit down with your children, encourage them, look them in the eyeball, let them know that they come from Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They come from God. They come from Holy Spirit. Let them know that they are created by God. It's in the Bible that God breathed life into every living soul on this planet. So we want them to know who they are. So encourage our children today, ladies and gentlemen, in your own special way. But we want them to know how special they are. We want them to have good, strong self-esteem. And we want them to have a fun enjoying their life as well. They shouldn't be a struggle for children today. I mean, we don't want the joy of the Lord to be stolen from children in Jesus' name. We want them to take interest, right? We want to learn about child's interest. So we want to take more time, and I know you guys out there listening do a great job already with your children, but take interest in what your children are doing. Take time to listen to them and have them show you stuff every now and then. Your child may want to say, hey, mama, papa, can you come see this real quick, you know? And if you can, you know, you want to be able to support them very quickly. And if you can't, you know, right then, you got to let them know, hey, we'll look at that a little later, right? So we want to take interest in our children. The next one is discover their passion, right? We want to know, you know, whether it's piano, could be a trumpet, could be, you know, anything, a musical, could be a writing skills, could be maybe working that camera, right? They may have a great skill. So we want to discover our passion that our children have today and encourage that in Jesus' name. They may be even ready for their own little business, right? You never know. So we want to encourage our children to find their passion and encourage that as adults as we do that. Remain positive, right? As without a doubt, we've got to maintain a positive and optimistic outlook for our children today. If we see, if they see fear or doubt in our eyes, they will definitely lose confidence. So that means we got to be strong, right? As adults, we got to be strong in what we believe and what we do. And of course, what we do, they watch that as well, or they'll lose self-confidence in themselves. So having a positive approach will lighten their entire outlook to a situation. And sometimes we got to coach our children, right? We got to coach them, right? We got to coach them, let them know certain things come up. You know, things don't always go our way, right? So we got to let them know that. And it could be something, you know, that happens at school, the way people react, the things like that. We got to kind of coach them a little bit on how to handle that. We also got to handle, at the right age, we got to help them handle peer pressure, right? So occasionally a little peer pressure is not a bad thing, but it can push your kids to do better or in school or sports because they want to keep up with their friends. However, watch for them for the stress of peer pressure, right, as it starts to become too much. So we got to watch that. Peer pressure can be good, but it's also can't be negative where it pushes them away from their peers or even from their family. So we got to watch for those things. The one thing that we're concerned about is the high suicide rate, ladies and gentlemen, amongst our young people today. And we got children killing themselves. We got young people, adults killing themselves. I'm talking about without even any drugs. They're just taking themselves out because of depression or maybe peer pressure. And we want to make sure we stop that in the name of Jesus. And one way to do that is to be involved in their lives. So we cancel that assignment, Father God, on our children today, that any children right now, Father God, in the sound of my voice, Father God, around the world, or anybody, Father God, that's thinking about that, please send your angels to cancel the assignment in the spirit of suicide over our beautiful children in Jesus' name. Another thing we got to do, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about encouraging our children on the global encouraging global network as we lift up our children is we got to excite them, ladies and gentlemen. We got to be excited about our children, right? We got to take time to say, I'm excited about you. We love you. You're so beautiful. You're so handsome. And let them know how excited that you are about their goals, your ambitions. They may even tell you, say, Papa, Mama, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a pastor. I want to be a preacher, a bishop. I want to be an apostle. Whatever they want to do, they want to preach the word for Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, excite your children about their goals and ambitions. Show them that you're excited for them too. The positive energy, guess what? It has to come from us, right? As parents, it's got to come from us. As grandparents, it's got to come from us first, right? So the positive energy and the adrenaline will push them to do hard work and be happy in their efforts. And sometimes you may have to reward them, right, with that, and that's fine to back that up. Whether it's monetary, you may take them out to a dinner or something like that, whatever it is. But let's keep our children excited, ladies and gentlemen. We want to encourage our children to be excited about life and most of all be excited about God, be excited about Jesus, his son, and be excited about precious Holy Spirit. But guess what? We got to explain it to them, right? We have to show them and tell them about God, what he's done in your life. Testify to your children. Let the children know what God has done in your life as well. Here, our last area as we talk about encouraging our children today, ladies and gentlemen, on the global network is because we love them, we must discipline our children too. Now, obviously, at the right time, there's a time and place for everything, but I want to read a scripture, and most of us know the scripture that talks about that. It is not, however, found in the Bible. Proverbs 13, 24 says, you know, we talk about spare the rod, spoil the child. It actually says, the one who withholds or spares the rod is one who hates his son. So God is telling us here, the one who withholds or spares the rod is the one who hates his son. Pride goeth before the fall. It's a saying that is similar to the original Bible verse found in Proverbs 16 and 18, but it does not accurately reflect the original text. So the bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing wrong with properly spanking your children. You have to do that at the appropriate age, no doubt about it. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, part of the problem today, just my opinion, this is Kevin Vaughn's opinion only, is part of the problems with our young people today. They didn't get enough spankings. I got enough spankings for a lot of people in Poughkeepsie, New York, when I grew up. And I didn't understand it then, but I thank God for my parents, dad and mom and aunties and grandparents that would spank you. Even the church, the Baptist church people would spank you in the pews if you got cut up, you know, whatever, or take you out of church and spank you. So spanking is good. It's for correction. It's for love and discipline as well. So there's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen. So we need to get back to that for those that understand how to administer that properly. Now, we're not talking about abuse, and that's what the world kind of puts out there. The world don't know what they're talking about, of course. When we spank our own children, they call it abuse in some cases, and we know people get crazy about spanking a child, but we're talking about the proper and righteous way to discipline our children. So because we love them, we will discipline our children, ladies and gentlemen. So with that said, hey, I just wanted to share that with you. Our goal is to encourage our children, pray for our children. There's so much going on with our young people today. We want our young people to, first of all, know the power and saving grace of Jesus Christ and to know that God loves them so much. But we want children to be excited, be bold, be tenacious, and also, most of all, be in the will of God each and every day for their life. But also to understand that life will throw you some hooks, right? They'll throw you some things, but they got to be ready for that. You know, we want them to be bold enough and understand enough that they can live through everything that that comes their way. The devil is not greater than he that is in us, ladies and gentlemen. But our children need to know that from us. So that's how we encourage our children, ladies and gentlemen. We can encourage our children how we've been encouraged, how we encourage others. So we want to just celebrate our children, and I want to make sure that all of our children know Jesus Christ and grow up to be all they're supposed to be. So thank God for our children out there. Amen. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network, dedicated to all the children around the world. So much going on in our nation with our children specifically, and we got to protect them, and we got to help them grow and be all they can be, because the enemy is trying to take them out. Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, I want to open it up. We want to give Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw some time to come on in and have their wonderful words of wisdom. And Dr. Crenshaw, we're going to open up your line first in Jesus' name. God bless you, Doc.
God bless you, Elder Kevin, and thank you so much for being so sensitive relative to this topic, because it is so much going on in the world, and we cannot focus enough on how we prepare, how we coach, how we pray, certainly for the next generation. But I want to reference the scripture that you shared that talks about the rod. And I want to just really speak in reference to we as believers being sensitive and much aware of the times that we live in and how things have changed. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, you know, the neighbor down the street could discipline you. And nobody complained, or you may be sitting up in church and cutting up, and somebody could, your mom's best friend sitting next to you, they could discipline you right there in the house of the Lord. But things have changed, and they have been strategically designed to really provoke our children to a place of destruction relative to a place of success and productivity. So therefore, we have to take charge. I can't say that again. We have to take charge. We have to take charge with wisdom over all of the systems that have been put into this earth to position our children not to be successful. Let's go even into the school system where we took our prayer. Let's go into all of the things that have been done to really put us in a more challenging place for our children to be successful. So we have to take charge. We got to take charge in prayer. We got to take charge in counseling and coaching and walking in wisdom. But there's also scripture that says an imbalanced scale is an abomination unto the Lord. So in everything we do, because of all of the things that have been created by laws to really put us in a more sensitive place, or in a place where we ourselves could be in jeopardy, we have to always ask God for balance and wisdom. How do I balance all of this stuff out, God? How do I take the scripture that you shared about the rod and bring some balance to it and some wisdom and still come out with the same outcome? Because we know that the enemy is out to set God's children up so that they would look like that they're not children of God. We all know that there are even ministers of gospel, people that love the Lord, who have been blamed for abusing their children when only reality they were disciplining them. So what do we have to do? Because we live in a world that is so corrupt and so evil, we have to every day ask God for wisdom to get the same outcome. I'll say that again. We have to ask God for divine wisdom so that we can get the same outcome. We can't throw our children up against the wall and choke them and all of this kind of foolishness and think that the law is not going to come get us, you know. But at the same time, the Lord does teach us that there is a level of discipline that should be given when it comes to the rod that brings forth correction. So we have to, in this season and this hour, ask God for divine wisdom. How do I balance all of this out? Because this world is set up to set up people not to be successful. Father, I pray tonight that all of us that are listening, that however we do, whatever we do, when it comes to rearing our children, speaking into their lives, that we take time to pray. Every parent, every person, take time to pray before you speak. Don't just open your mouth and hate you said what you said, because even the smallest of detrimental words can damage that child for life. So how do we discipline? Our words, the scripture said, let them be seasoned with salt. I don't just blurt out something and don't think about the outcome. So we need to always think about the outcome. Think about the outcome in our actions. Think about the outcome in our words, because words have power, and they're embedded into this child's minds and their spirit for years and years and years to come. And they struggle with self-esteem. They struggle with whether they're in love. They struggle with so many things. And sometimes this is so embedded in the people, even as adults, that they don't even realize that the root of their own challenges come from what has been embedded into them as a child. So ask for wisdom, ask God for balance. Imbalance scale is an abomination unto the Lord. Tilting too much to the left, tilting too much to the right, and still not really hearing what the Lord is saying. So I encourage you tonight. This is an awesome topic, because we realize that the enemy is out to destroy our children. And Elder Cunningham, if you allow me for a moment, I want to just share that Amen. We have a program that we're getting ready to launch. So those of you that are listening, just call us. We'll tell you more about it. That we have a book writers empowerment program that we're getting ready to launch for elementary as well as middle school students. We're going to coach and teach them how to publish their own books and help them write their own books. We'll be going very soon to the schools in the Fayette County area here in Georgia to present this program. We're going to spotlight those children and coach and teach them how to be entrepreneurs at a very young age. Those that have a passion for reading and for writing and poetry or autobiographies or illustrations, which things like coloring books, whatever it may be, we want to be able to coach them, teach them how to publish those books, and then teach them how to be entrepreneurs. So this is something that we're getting ready to do through our ministry and through our Excel Empowerment Program. So if you're interested, you know of any children or you want to be able to be supportive in this particular program, which I believe is going to be something very, very powerful, you can call 850-525-6258, or you can call Elder Kevin. He'll leave you his number as well. My number, once again, is 850-525-6258 regarding the Book Writers Empowerment Program for young people, elementary school as well as middle school students. So God bless you tonight, and thank you once again, Elder Kevin, for hosting such a wonderful topic of preparing our children for the next generation. Amen.
Amen, Doc. Thank you so much for your time and to the glory of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, senior pastor of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. For those listening outside our area, it is outside the Metro Atlanta area. So we thank God for you. And for more information about the church and what Dr. Crenshaw just mentioned, 404, my number, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, how you doing, sir? God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin. We thank God for the word of the night for you and Dr. Crenshaw and encouraging our young children and young people. And one we just pray is because prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. And
yes.
Father, we thank you tonight as you protect our young people, our young children, as you cover them under your blood. And Lord, I thank you right now that, Lord, you have not given them a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. I thank you, God, that you will use them for your glory. I thank you right now that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And no good thing will you hold from them that love you. We thank you tonight. We give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, even for the parents. We thank you, God, for their relatives. We thank you, God, that you will protect them and put them in a safe environment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We glorify, reveal, expose, and uncover and destroy every work of the enemy. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we glorify you. We thank you for your word because your word is spirit and is life. Your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead and will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And then, Lord, we thank you tonight. You said in your word that one put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. And we call it so even now. We thank you for the victory even now. We thank you for the manifestation even now. We thank you, God, that our young people are being blessed even now. We thank you, God, that you are cultivating their minds even now. You are making them brilliant. You're making them bright. You're making them smart. You're making them genius even now. We call it so. We call those things to be not as though they already are. And, God, we thank you already were. And, Lord, we thank you tonight, even that child that's going to school that may be struggling concerning their learning, God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the word of God that worketh on the inside of them. Even now, we thank you, God, that their grades will turn around and they will succeed. They will be doing great and marvelous things, even in their homework and their lessons, God, and their learning and their ability to learn, God, that you will give them such incredible mind that God, it will astonish the teacher at the level they learn and at the speed they grasp it, Lord. And we give you praise for it. We thank you, right, Lord, as you put them in a safe environment. Even as they travel to school, on their way to school, even at school, even in their homes, God. Let their sleep be sweet in you, God. Protect them from all danger. And, Father, we come against every spirit, every demonic force, everything that's not like you in the name of Yeshua, Jesus. We give you praise and we call it so tonight. And, God, they will walk in victory. They will walk in triumph. And, Lord, we thank you right now that they will succeed in such a way, God, and they will bless their families, God. And we thank you, and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And, Lord, we ask you to look on America, God. Look on our leaders, our government officials, God. We repent of the sins that they committed. Oh, God, that's not like God, and the things that the thoughts and the ideas and the creativities are not like God. We come against that spirit even now, and we speak life and abundant life. And, God, we speak righteousness, God. And, Lord, we give you praise, and we call it so now in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks right now that all things working together for good for those that love the Lord, the ones that are called according to his purpose. Even tonight, God, we thank you for every leader. We thank you for every pastor, every family member, every loved one, and all the children all over the world. And, God, even that child that's living in America that may not have any food to eat tonight. God, we know you know all things and know you know how to work out all situations. in their lives. And God, Lord, even that child that the night, God, let them be sleeping and sweet in you. Let them rest in you, God. And Lord, we give them you praise and all glory. Look on that family. Look on that mama, that father. God, Lord, protect them, God. And Lord, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor, Kingdom Life Worship Center. Hey, Lord, join you. Georgia, along with his wonderful wife, Dr. Denise Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful word, powerful message, powerful prayer. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time for our children. We love our children, and our children shall be successful because we're going to continue to pray for them, love them, protect them, and guide them in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, when Bishop prays, when Doc prays, when we pray, things happen, and children are saved, and children are protected. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now all across the globe for our children, because you can send out angels in seconds, Father God, all around the globe simultaneously. So we thank you, Father, for your wonderful, wonderful administering of the word, Father God, to the people that we pray for in Jesus' mighty name. Yeshua is God, ladies and gentlemen. Yeshua is God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us. Once again, give me a call if you need to, for any information about the wonderful ministry at Kingdom Life Worship Center. Once again, my number is 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't want to keep you too long, but we want to make sure we lift up our children, remember them in prayer, continue to keep your ears and eyes open. I'm doing it all the time because, you know, you see things happening, right? You just got to do something. You got to say something. So make sure we protect our children. Make sure there's nothing coming against them. Intervene when you can. Call 911 when you need to. Intervene to protect our children as much as you can, ladies and gentlemen, as we move across this wonderful land in our own lives. So we want to pay attention, and specifically men, I want you guys to keep your eyes open and be ready to protect the children, protect the family, protect the loved ones in our own families and our communities as well. Don't just say it ain't your problem. It is our problem. Men, specifically, it is our problem. So anything we see that we need to take care of, we need to do that in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for boldness. We thank God for protection. So let's give God some praise before we let you go once again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank everybody who joined us tonight. We thank you for your time as well. We love you. And we're praying for you as well. And we want you to stay encouraged. Jesus said his word will never return void, back void. So, ladies and gentlemen, his word is more powerful than anything in the universe. When he speaks, things happen. When we pray, things change. So we thank God for the word of God tonight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Encouraging Word Global Network. We are dedicating the whole month to our children, and probably beyond that, we'll be doing this periodically, of course, for our children, for our family, for our marriages, for our singles, for our single dads and moms as well. We thank God. In fact, I got to give a hand to our single parents because it's amazing what they do today and all that they do. So let's give a hand for our single parents, both men and women today. Thank you, single parents. We love you. You guys are amazing to keep it all together. I mean, you guys do everything 100%. Just incredible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Hey, this has been a great time in the Lord. Again, we're encouraging our children on the Global Network. Remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on the network. Let somebody know about the Encouraging Word Global Network. Kevin Vaughn, we're out. See ya. Take care now. Love you.